Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. I keep hearing people talk about inflation and blaming it on everything from the proverbial greedy corporations to the super rich. Others seem to blame high taxes, global warming, and a host of other ills. At times like this, I kind of wish economics was a required class in all levels of schooling. Famous economist Milton Friedman correctly said inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. Simply put, it means inflation is caused by too much money chasing too few goods. That's kind of a brain twister for many, I know. The too few goods part is based on the economic idea of scarcity. Scarcity simply describes the assumption in the theory of economics that goods, those are the physical things we buy, and services always have a finite number available to us. That being said, it means all goods are negotiated between suppliers and consumers by some sort of representation of value. And outside of swapping one good for another, the most common representation of value is known as a currency, and that currency is exchanged for a finite number of goods in the world. Extrapolating that to Friedman's quote, he says that inflation, which is the rise in general prices, is caused by an increase in the money supply, which we know as currency, from the previous levels. In Money Matters terms, I describe it as excessive printing of paper dollars by world governments. Think Mexican peso, and that might help you understand Friedman's theory. Since the U.S. dollar is the premier currency of the world, and there are more U.S. dollars in global circulation than any other currency, it could be said that when we undertake massive money printing here in the United States, the inflation it causes goes worldwide. Hence, our global inflationary fires right now are raging everywhere. It took the U.S. government 205 years to create or borrow more than $1 trillion in U.S. dollars that it didn't earn in income. In essence, we could say that the $1 trillion that it took us 205 years to print up was actually printed up and not earned in income, like taxes and things of that sort. Fast forward to today, and the U.S. government is currently creating about $1 trillion every 100 days. Compare that to the first $1 trillion we created that took 205 years. That's quite the increase. If that wasn't bad enough, enter the COVID event. As a result of the shutdowns that followed, the printing presses in the United States and indeed worldwide went into overdrive. In the U.S. here alone, 2021, we printed up $6.82 trillion in 1 year. 2002 brought $6.27 trillion. 2023 brought $6.37 trillion. And fiscal 2024, coming to an end soon, we'll see an estimated $6.8 trillion. That means in the most recent 4 years, the U.S. has created almost $27 trillion from printing it out of air from the nothingness. Milton Friedman, having passed away at the tender age of 94 in 2006, has probably been rolling over in his grave. Maybe he has even dug himself out in protest. The money printing has been that bad. If inflation is indeed ever and always a monetary event, then $26 trillion has and is going to continue to cause one heck of an inflationary event. We could argue, you ain't seen nothing yet, kids. When it comes to inflation, that is. The printing of U.S. dollars is carried out by the Federal Reserve, and the head of the Federal Reserve is Jerome Powell. The Fed and Mr. Powell is keenly aware that our current inflationary rate is abnormally high all over the world. The problem, however, that inflation cannot be solely addressed by the existing tools that the Fed has. They can raise interest rates and take money out of the banking system through a variety of methods, but they can't hold back this tidal wave of money that the U.S. government is printing on the side, at least not $26 trillion worth. This tsunami of money does not seem to be abating anytime soon. Washington, it seems, has no stomach for taking its foot off the monetary gas pedal. And coming into an election year is not helping. Neither side of the political aisle during an election year, or any time for that matter, wants to be seen as uncompassionate bastards sticking it to an inflation-struggling constituency. As a result, more money is probably going to flow in copious amounts in the months ahead. In conclusion, since the flow of newly created dollars takes months to even years to fully make it into the U.S. economic system, and even more time to saturate world markets, it's hard to imagine inflation will subside anytime soon. In this analyst's opinion, which is me, by the way, inflation will continue to pound the consumer worldwide. Only a radical reduction in spending by the mighty United States will slow this inflationary freight train, and the odds of that are slim to none. And it looks like Slim left town a long, long time ago. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and not necessarily represent the opinion of this station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics, 1979 with honors, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Thanks for listening. My name's Mark Cunaberdi.